Agritourism has become a billion-dollar business in the United States. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In the last census of agriculture, more than half of U.S. counties had one or more farms engaged in agritourism. In Oregon's Willamette Valley, there are scads of them. Audrey Comerford works with Oregon State University Extension.
I have everything from a tulip farm that opens in April to a small dairy that does single cow cheese and will produce vodka out of whey. We have blueberry folks that will do frozen products throughout the year to be able to lengthen their season. And so we're seeing a lot of ingenuity here with the farms.
Comerford says many types of operations fall under the agritourism umbrella.
Anytime the visiting public is coming onto a farm or ranch, and this could be for things like direct sales, farm stands, U-picks, U-cuts. It could be for entertainment such as festivals, pumpkin patches. It could be for hospitality reasons like tastings or farm-to-table dinners, outdoor recreation, hiking, birding, horseback riding. We also have education, which is classes, demonstrations, those types of things.
How many mothers in frustration over the latest mess have asked, "Were you born in a barn?" I'm pretty sure no one has ever answered that with a yes, but these days you can book events in a barn, even weddings. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.